as our pastor and Bonnie are in Canada this morning, we have a guest speaker. He is ordained in the Brethren in Christ. He has been with BIC World Missions since the year 2000, almost 20 years. He was sent from this very church. This morning we're going to hear from our very own Todd Marks.
Thank you very much. It is an honor. You left out that I speak three languages and I had a 3.7 GPA. It's okay. First thing I want to say is thank the Lord for this worship team, because you brought us in to His presence, and it means so much to me how hard you worked to put that together, and the beauty of your voice, Benjamin, wherever you are, thank you for that. I'm kind of extra here, because we've already been there and just really felt the Lord's presence, so thank you. Let's give him a hand. Thank you, Benjamin, Justin, Eric on drums. I could have used more cowbell. Now, for me, it's a great opportunity. I get to speak today. For months, many months before Pastor John even came to me to speak, I felt a burden that, not because we lack it necessarily, but that the global church and our church, in this world of stimulation, information to saturation, screens, programming everywhere, that God's people in our church also, we need to be marked by a readiness to listen rather than to speak. It's time to listen as a body. And today I want to talk about how that listening is incarnating God Himself among people when we don't talk and when we do listen. Now, for those of us who believe the Bible, we believe that we are built and created in the image of God, different than anything else, different than trees and animals, all of which are beautiful and created by God. But we have a unique characteristic that we are actually in His image. So, this verse here in Jeremiah, he says, "Then when you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." We people who pray to God, we have the belief that God is listening when we talk to Him, don't we? It's who He is. It's His image. And when we actively listen to each other, I'm going to talk about what that means to actively listen, we are incarnating God's love. It's a big deal, particularly nowadays when we listen. When we take time to actively hear someone, remember what they're saying, repeat it to them, follow through with it, we're representing God. Now, as Bible believers, we also know that we are in a battle, a spiritual battle. We can't see it. We can see the manifestations of it every day. Broken families, fights, people are depressed, people are upset. We can see the symptoms of this spiritual battle going on, and it's real. And I think Satan's number one target to get people all riled up is in the family. Is get families not talking to each other, to get conflict in the family. And he does that by keeping us from listening to each other. So, if you haven't gathered yet, we're talking about listening today. I was watching one of those TED Talks. It was a dude who does negotiations between countries that are at conflict. He negotiated between Bolivia and Uruguay or something. Some hotshot from Harvard. And he was talking about why listening helps in ending conflict and battles between countries. And he gave top three reasons how to end battles between countries. And I thought, you know, those top three reasons sound just like how to have a conversation in a marriage. So here are his three powerful reasons to listen to each other to end war in nations and apply this to your marriage or your relationship or your best friend. The first reason to listen is to understand their perspectives. You can't resolve a conflict unless you understand where the other person is coming from. That's huge. Usually we have no idea where the person's coming from, and we assume we do, so take time to see where they're coming from. Second reason to listen, it helps us connect. You build a relationship. When you stop and listen to someone, they kind of like you more because you're giving them some attention. The third reason to listen to your spouse or someone is because when they see you're going to listen, it's the most likely chance that there will be resolution. So to end wars and for your marriage, those are the top three reasons from some guy from Harvard. Well, today I think that we have more to offer from some guy in heaven. Let me pray for us. Lord, help me today to be listening to you. Help us all to listen to you. Help us to put down the stuff that's on our minds, stuff we're worrying about going into this new year. Help us just to relax and enjoy your presence. Amen. So I don't want to go too long. Many of you know my family. If I do, I'm out of the will. So now, today I'm going to talk about three areas I think we need to focus on listening well in our lives. Now, and I'm talking about active, genuine listening. And let me define what I mean when I say genuine listening. We're not keying in for areas. We're not listening for areas that I might disagree with. Oh, he said something I disagree with. Oh, he had said something I agree with. Well, he had said something I have a witty story about. I'm going to tell him as soon as he can stop talking. I can get the story in there, liven things up. No, active, genuine, loving listening is about that person. And we put ourselves in their shoes from where they're coming from. And we don't just listen to the words. We listen to the emotion, and we try and understand that person. It's about them. And we're going to try and do that today. Now, the first area that we need to focus on listening in our lives, I think for this new year, is listening to God. Jesus said, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Listening to God, that's a big topic. And it can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. For some of us, when a fellow believer says, I heard from God, we think, wow, that person can hear from God. I've never heard God's voice. They're a better Christian than me. They know God better than me. And some believers really, when they say they heard from God, they speak as if they heard God's voice in the room next to them. That's how they express it. Well, I want to tell you, hearing from God is not like hearing from your wife in the kitchen, in the room next to you. For most people, there's a spectrum about hearing from God in Christianity today. Some people believe that God's voice is as audible as mine right now. And then there are some people who believe that God has clammed up. As soon as the Bible is finished written, God does not need to say boo to anyone anymore, because you got the Bible, it's all you need, now read it. I think that most of us, and I think that the church is somewhere in the middle there. I'm not saying that some people don't actually hear the voice of God. That may happen. But I don't think that's the pattern, to hear an audible, loud voice. I think usually when people hear from God, it's more through Scripture. It's more through a feeling. It's more through a situation saying, I got to say something right now, or I need to go up to this person. It can be through someone else hearing from God. But God's our Father, As his children, he trusts us. He doesn't think we're robots that need to hear from every time we want to do something, we got to hear his voice. No, abide in him, believe in him, walk with him. And really, when you're abiding in Christ, when you're locked in, go with your gut. Trust how you feel. I think God is going to close more doors and make it obvious than open them. I think God wants us to walk in those good works which he's prepared beforehand. So I'm not saying we need to, every little thing we do, we got to wait for an audible voice, but I am saying this. Listening to God can be personal. And do we take time out of our days to actually pursue God and see what he has for us? Do we listen for what God has for us? Do we ask God, Lord, what do you have for me today? And do we stop? And do we listen? Sometimes when our emotions are high, it's hard to do that. But it's something we're trying to do with our own children. And we saw modeled by other missionaries in the Middle East. When our children are feeling upset or angry, we just have them slow down and say, okay, close your eyes. Why don't you ask God what he has to say about that? Ask God, God, what do you want me to know about this? And kids are pretty good at hearing. And they'll say, I hear God telling me it's going to be okay. I hear God telling me I'm his daughter. And it's an optimism towards God that if we close our eyes and we ask God a question, that instinct he's going to put in us is going to be his voice. So let's be optimistic towards God when we listen for him. Okay, the next area we need to focus on listening is with people in our lives who we care about. Our spouses, our friends, our family members, our co-workers. Are we listening to them? Now, some of you might say, well, I'm not a good listener. Look what this verse says. Brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. The Bible says everyone, all of us, you don't get an out because you like talking a lot. Everyone should be quick to listen. So let's talk about that. The people in our lives, do we approach them with the heart of God? The heart of God, which is the heart to listen. Some of the best ministry can be when our mouths are closed and our ears are open. And it's not just being there. It's remembering and processing with them and coming back to that person. It's sending them an email saying, hey, you said you were worried about this interview. How did that go? I prayed for you. Sending a text saying, hey, how did that situation with your wife go? I was thinking of you. How did it go? That is love. One of the best things I love getting is a text from my wife when I'm at work. And she said, how'd that thing go this morning? I was thinking of you. Because it showed me she was listening, she cares about me, and she loves me. If you hear me saying anything this morning, hear me saying this. Listening is loving. We have a great example from this church. A long time ago, decades ago, when Justin and Holly first got married, the Paisleys back here, they would come to church, and every week there's an old couple named Harold and Ruth Zerker. I mean, that's just an old name, Zerker. And they would come up to them and say, hey, how you doing? What can we pray for about in your life? What's going on? And Justin and Holly would share with them. The next week when Justin and Holly came back, guess what? Harold would come up to them and say, hey, how'd that thing go that you told me about last week? They remembered. They prayed about it. They came back to them. They loved them in that way. And they still remember that, don't you? That's a ministry. Some of you could be doing that here. I want to speak to the men a little bit now too. Now, there are men here who do a great job listening. I have brothers here who I can count on. But as a whole, men aren't great listeners. Men are waiting for that opportunity to tell a joke, tell a story. They're waiting for the other guy to be quiet so they can get in a funny story about the time, whatever. And even Christian gatherings, hey, we're going to have a men's gathering. We're going to have breakfast. And I've been to many of them where the men are sitting there just talking about nothing. And no one's listening to each other. And I think there's a reason for that. I think society, I think the evil one himself has created this stigma for men to share with each other, for men to listen to each other. Satan says, let's make that look girly. Let's make that look kind of weak. Because if we can make that look weak, they won't do it. And they'll bottle it up. And they'll think, well, the thing for me to be a strong man is not to tell anyone and just bottle it up and stuff it down and bury it. Unfortunately, eventually, when it's buried like that, someone steps on it and it's a landmine. And there's an explosion in your marriage, in your relationships. We're Christians. Our God is so intimate, he left heaven and came down among us and lived with us. And we have a model of us, of our God, crying in front of his friends at the tomb of Lazarus. We have a model of our God getting away and pouring his heart out to his Father. Time and time again, Jesus would pour his heart out. Men, we need to do this to each other. We need to pour our hearts out. Some of you, including myself, need to dig down and go up to a guy and say, hey, I need you to hold me accountable for this. Can we spend time together? Can you pray for this? It's crucial. Amen? Thank you. So the third and final person I think we need to talk to about listening is ourselves. We need to listen to ourselves. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And this includes ourselves. What are we saying to others, and what are we saying to ourselves? What lies are we telling ourselves? Sometimes we need to stop when we're really beating ourselves up. And I've done that a lot lately. And listen to truth and see what our Heavenly Father has to say. How do we do that? Well, one way, we can go to the Bible. Here's what the Bible says about you and I. Those of us who've said, hey, Jesus, you're my Lord. The Bible says we aren't slaves. In fact, we are children of God and we are heirs to the throne. All that's his is ours. All his resources are ours. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit with a promise. He's got our back. He's covered us. God loves us and he's chosen us. He sought us out. Like that lost lamb, he came and found us. And one that I like a lot, I'm a friend of God. He calls me his friend. Stinky old me. I'm a friend of God. But even deeper, can we hear from God? Can we hear his voice? I share what we do with our children, and I try and practice this, my wife tries and practices this as well. It's just being optimistic and approaching God and believing that he's going to share with us and getting in that quiet place and closing our eyes and saying, Lord, what do you want me to know? Lord, what do you have to say to me? And when that thought comes to our minds, grabbing onto it and saying, that's from the Lord and that's for me. I challenge you to practice that in your own lives. And for men, at least for this guy, that was really hard for me to do. Because I'd say, oh, that's just some random thought. Oh, that's just me trying to build myself up. It might have been. But we have a God who listens. And if we seek him, he will speak to us. So I challenge you this week. How much time do I have? I challenge you every night. When you're wrestling with the emotions, to just close your eyes and say, God, I feel angry. Why do I feel angry? What do you want me to know? Sometimes God will bring up a memory from my childhood. In a time when I was picked on, and I'll say, God, where was Jesus during that time? And I'll see Jesus. And God will say, you weren't weak then. Jesus is with you. You were strong. You were strong then and you're strong now. I love you. And God will replace that lie with the truth. And that's listening to God for me. I challenge us all to try that this week. Sometimes the lies we tell ourselves are from others. This year, we might need to remove from our lives some people. We might need to clean house. There might be someone who's been in your life for years and years and years, and this person does not listen to you, does not listen to anyone, but is just full of gossip or complaints or selfishness. And it's ongoing, and it doesn't stop. This person is toxic. Now, maybe God has you in that person's life because he wants you to minister to that person. But I feel the Lord telling me, for the most part, you need to remove those people from your life. These people are time suckers. They steal away from us our joy. In the real time that we can have to engage with others who actually want to have a conversation with us, who actually remember what we said, who care about us and love us. I've had to do this. When I lost my son in 2010, 2 days after that, a buddy of mine from Bible college called me, and he hadn't heard. He said, how you doing, Todd? I said, I just lost my son. He said, oh, I just got a job working with the IRS. Let me tell you about it. And he spent half an hour talking about his job. And I know this guy. And that's true to form. He just talks. And it was that moment I felt the Lord telling me, cut him out. And let's listen to ourselves. Maybe we talk too much. After a conversation, think about what you just said. Were you talking the entire time? Was it all about you? Do you remember anything that the other person said at all? It happens. Happens to the best of us. I've done it. Let's seek the Lord to help us with that. Because that's our ministry. Incarnating God by listening authentically. I want to close with this. That listening is ministry. My wife and I were in the Middle East off and on for 10 years with Muslims. And the most fruitful and effective ministry my wife had with these Muslim women who are under so much pressure every day to be perfect and receive all this negative energy and emotion and words, the most effective ministry she had with them was to bring them to our house, sit them down, and lead these women into listening to God. Lead these women into hearing what God had to say to them. One woman in particular, she didn't cover herself. So of course, every day she hears terrible words about these Muslim men saying about who she is simply because she doesn't cover her hair. You're this, you're that. And it made her so upset. And she was with Shelley doing this listening prayer, and she asked God, "What is my name? Who do you say I am?" And God said to her in a very clear, still small voice, "Enti Heluyat, you are sweetness." And for her, that spoke to her so deeply and so richly as she continued with Shelley, looking at the Word of God, and now she's a follower of Jesus Christ. Listening is powerful. So here's my final prayer for us. In this unit, let's try that again, Brett. In this new year, as we go into 2020, all of us need to resolve to approach a conversation with any person with a heart, our heart turned towards God. And as we've seen, if our hearts turn towards God, it's a heart that's willing to listen. Very few people need more information. Some people do, but mostly what people need is a listening ear and to be heard. We listen to them not just so we can repeat a story or tell a joke that will be entertaining, and I'm speaking to myself here, but we listen because we love that person. We want to connect to that person. We want to see connection made, and we want progress. If we want to protect our families, our relationships, protect our church, the number one area we'll focus on is listening. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you put burdens on each of our hearts. I feel this burden you put on my heart is very much for me as a father, as a husband, to listen with love, authentically. Help us all to approach you with open ears and approach each other as well. Amen.
Go ahead and stand and worship with us.